Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi guys, my name is Idia Isian, and today I was just on with Stephanie Coca on Me, Her, and Everything Else. And we were talking about The Material Girl, so you better tune in. Hey, Idia.
Hey, Stephanie. What's up?
I'm good. Ow, I finally got you on this chair. You know, I don't think I've ever actually like done an interview with you. This is not an interview.
I don't think we've ever actually like caught each other with work.
Yeah, no. So strange. This is gonna be fun. Welcome guys to another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. Today we're gonna be talking about Valentine's. It is titled Material Girl. Ooh. And who better to have on today than Idia Isian. It's Isian, yeah?
No, it's Isian.
Isian. Oh my gosh. But why do I feel like everyone wants to say Idia Isian?
Okay, I think Isian is Calabar. Oh. And then Isian is Benin.
Isian. Well, yeah. The beautiful. Oh, wait, hold up. Model, actor, presenter. Come on. Is there anything else you're going to be adding this year?
Businesswoman this year. Business, mostly focused on business and documentary filmmaker.
Come on. I love it. Well done. Okay. So let's get into your business.
All right. Let's do this.
Girl. First up, I want to talk about love languages. Yeah. Because a lot of us have mm-hmm. different love languages. Mm-hmm. Even though I feel like in Nigeria, men feel like Nigerian women, we have one love language, and that is
receiving gifts.
Yes.
Yeah. When you're younger, it's other things like quality time, etc. But then the Nigerian men that are claiming we're so into receiving gifts didn't want to give that quality time. Mm. Quality time isn't just about sitting in the same room with someone. It's about actually being uninterrupted in that space and right. in that time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for a Nigerian guy, you can be with him and his 40 friends, you know, and they're like all these other chicks and all these other things going on. And for them, they're like, yeah, well, I hung out with you yesterday. No, that was not a hangout. That was like a Ponderosa or whatever it was. That's not quality time. Or if you're with someone and they're on the phone all through or they're texting, I even think that's rude. That's not quality time. So I think they became better at showing their love language, which was like giving gifts to women. And of course, we were happy to take the gifts because you don't want to spend quality time with us. And their love language was mostly physical touch. So I'll take the gift.
Yeah, but like now it's like an easy option though, because I don't think a lot of women truly actually appreciate these gifts, especially if they can afford them themselves.
Absolutely.
They actually are still looking for this quality time. And that's why we have a lot of toy boys running around Lagos. I'm just saying.
But I think women still have a lot of power that they don't understand that they do. Because
teach us.
Because receiving gifts isn't just about the monetary value about what, of what you're getting. You want the gift to be thoughtful. You want it to be about something she said she really loves, or, you know, something that happened to her in her childhood and you stumbled across it when you were traveling to Spain or wherever. You know, it should have a thought behind it. It shouldn't just be, oh, I have money, I bought her a bag, why is she angry? You know what I mean? Like, that's not enough. So I think there has to be thoughts and intention behind it. You don't just throw money at people.
I think the Kardashians have that on lock, you know, when it comes to just each other.
Yes.
They're really thoughtful, especially Kim, you know, she really goes on. She,
like, do you remember the olden day cars or whatever that they did?
And the house, they went to their old house, you know, because obviously they have money and their money is long, so they could really just buy each other whatever they wanted. Yeah. But it's the experiences, and it's curating experiences. I think we are kind of like lacking in this part of the world, because people, I don't know anybody that really just wakes up and says on Instagram, like, hey, this is what I got for Valentine's, and it was like an experience. Everybody's always just gifting this and trying to outgift each other, and like, oh, I got a wad of money, or I got like a car.
No, but for me, I'm a giver, and I always give things that are related to something that someone's told me about them, especially if it's something they told me that they didn't think I was particularly paying attention or listening to. Mm. That's where I'm mostly interested. So if I know a guy is interested in a specific, you know, kind of sneakers or whatever, I find something really limited edition or whatever, I'm just, you know, I think outside the box. But a lot of times I've actually dated someone in the past that I would go out of my way to do all these cute things for him. Like, if I travel, maybe I would put stuff together, give him a box. He would just be looking at me like, oh, is this one okay? Like, can't you see your mates are buying watch? And so I left it.
So, well, then that speaks on like having the right partner.
Exactly.
A partner that understands your love language.
And appreciates you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Talking about appreciation. Wait, what? So, you know, as I said, a lot of women in Nigeria seem to, you know, want gifts, or the men think so anyway. Mm-hmm. And being appreciated is really up there. And I think we need to like find a way to balance it out, because you can gift someone something, but if you don't appreciate the person, then the gift kind of like,
it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Like, well, you're doing things to cover stuff up. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
But one of the things that I found so interesting about Nigerian relationships is that men and women don't understand each other, one, and don't want to understand each other. Mm. Women started saying, for instance, that, I beg, are you giving me just flowers? Am I going to eat the flowers? You know? So men, when they actually meet girls that want flowers, they actually treat them like, are you going to eat flowers? You know, like, so now
that
expectation has been ingrained in them that I don't need to get flowers for this girl, because women usually want more than flowers.
Yeah, they don't appreciate it.
Exactly. So I think it's also just a, what's it called? Like a circle. It all keeps coming back. Like how we treat them, then they treat them.
Yeah. So do we have to have like some type of forum where we're all just like, yo, this is what we actually like. We want breakfast in bed, even if it's like breakfast in bed in Paris, but we still want you to go out of your way and be like, breakfast in bed, flowers, chocolates. We do like that. We don't, it doesn't have to be like a bag or this. No, see.
But do you remember Davido and Choma? No, it's not about that. Do you remember Davido and Choma, the whole assurance thing when he gave her
assurance
the car? Yeah, when he gave her the car. The video, okay, or whatever
it was.
And I loved the song. I thought it was so romantic. But for me, what tripped me wasn't that he got her, what tripped me wasn't that he got her car. What tripped me was the assurance plate number. I don't know why. I'm the kind of person that would actually do me more. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, no, I thought it was so sweet. Because she had used the word assurance and he gave it back to her, you know, right there on the gift. But a lot of Nigerian girls are like, I just give me the car. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. But it's just what I'm saying. Like, so how do we find this balance? Because men really are getting it confused. And I heard
it's
something
about the right partner.
Yes, exactly. And I heard something. Mm-hmm. I heard a guy say, actually, he said that Nigerian men always give women gifts, or, you know, when they first meet you, they'll approach you and they'll be like, oh, what's your account number? Or, oh, are you having problems? Or the girl will start saying, oh, I'm trying to move house actually at the moment. Oh, how much is the rent? Let me pay for it. Or my generator is broken. Oh, okay. Let me send me your account. Mm-hmm. I'll send my engineer or whoever, you know? So women now see like, okay, well, He's gonna, when you approach me now, you now have to.
You approach me and you're showing off with your car, your watch, this and that. And then when I'm attracted to those things, you're upset and thinking that that's all I want. So men and women need to be very careful about their intentions towards each other. Exactly. Because if you see a guy and all you're asking for is like material things, later when he thinks that, you know, that's all she wants, you can't be confused or surprised because that's what you showed him that you wanted.
Yo.
But none of us approach the situation thinking we're going to fall head over heels in love with this person. Yo, you know, I'm in the beginning, you just want to
die. There's actually, I can't say her
tell
name.
Tell me.
But there was a celebrity, right?
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy that didn't really like send her, but the way she approached him was from the money aspect angle. Like, okay, well, first you need to drop like 10M for me. Before we can talk, you know?
Yeah, these people that are dropping this thing.
The guy was like, okay, all right, paid it, you know, whatever. And then it's like, the girl was like, oh, so how far, you know, what's going on? You're not calling me. And he was just like, which kind of
thing? It started off as a transaction. So it's never going to be more. Thing.
Why are you trying to make this more than it is? It's a transaction. And I'm like, yo, so wait, this is a transaction, but now the person is catching feelings. And you know what he said? He said, you can't come to me asking me and telling me your fee and then later on.
Oh my God, did he say her
fee? Yeah, he can't tell me a fee and then later you want to become wife. It doesn't work like that. You either get paid, or you just, you know, want a relationship. And you didn't come to me on that tip. You came to me with, yo, what's up? This is the Azar. Send the money straight up. So now the girl's catching feelings. He's like, nah, it's not that kind of party, girl.
So he never fell for her?
No, because you already, you know, shown your hand. That's it. So now I'm thinking like,
See, I think I need to leave this country.
First of all, yeah, possibly because you see, I've seen, you know, I've seen your posts online, real cute. I love it that you're being open and you know, just saying what it is you want. You want love. You want to find love this year.
Yeah.
But how are you? How would you say you approach relationships? And when you first meet a guy, are you like, yeah, this is because we know you about it. You've got your own thing. You've got your own money. Yeah. You've got your own bags and whatnot and cars and houses and stuff. But how do men approach you and what do you say? Like, what's the conversation like?
So I would say in the beginning, I used to do this thing where until somebody showed me how much they liked me, I was never really interested because too many people would approach at the same time and you just want to know who's there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, like, for instance, if I don't like you that much, I'm not going to drive from Lekki to Ikoyi to drive you to VI. You know, there's just some guys like that. And in the beginning, they'll do it. Later, they'll stop doing it. So for me, in the beginning, I like to see that somebody's thoughtful, etc. So I used to give guys tasks. So, honestly, I can't drive. I need your help. So I'm a damsel, you know, when you first meet me, it's like, oh my God. Oh, are you going to take me to dinner? And when I'm going to dinner, I'm like, oh, am I going to get flowers when I go to dinner? And I ask for flowers. And some guys find it sweet that, hey, yeah, this is what she's asking for. Some guys used to be so irritated and they will remind me later that Shebi is flower you wanted. And I'm just like, what's wrong with asking for that? You know,
it's romantic.
Exactly. But guys don't see it that way. They see it as you telling them what to do. So that was in the beginning. I was a bit more difficult. Now I think experience has taught me that I know exactly what I want and I don't even waste my time anymore. To be honest, I don't waste my time at, especially because now dating when you're in your 30s is kind of like, dude, do we want the same things or we don't? You know, you're meeting guys now that are like, I want to live in a separate house from my wife.
Wait, what?
I swear to God, I've had those conversations. Or, I don't want to get married, but I'll give you XYZ amount of money to have my baby. You meet people like that. And Stephanie, where are you?
I'm in the home.
Where are you? Exactly. So you have those kind of conversations and you're just like, okay, this isn't for me, you know, because
I don't get it. He said, just have my kids. And
there's so many people that come up to you like that, like, oh, just have my kid. I'll get you a house. Okay. And in my mind, I'm like, do you think we can't get a house? I'm a young girl right now working, doing things for myself. Right now, the way brands are entering Nigeria, the way everybody is doing 5 different jobs, we're going to get our houses, okay?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can't be so offering that.
I kind of feel like a lot of guys are so out of touch with their emotions and everybody's damaged in one way or another from experience. We have a bunch of damaged people walking around trying to repair themselves by coming together instead of working on themselves as individuals.
Yeah.
Because you can't use your past you know, to come to the next person and make them pay for all the things that you've been through. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And guys do that, girls do that too.
Yep, I think a lot of people in Nigeria actually need therapy.
Super.
So it was so important. Super. Because like broken people trying to fix other broken people.
No, but you know, the real issue is in therapy. The real issue is that many people have a lot of stupid friends that condone their stupid behavior. Yeah. Your friend comes and tells you that she just scammed one man. She just collected his money and blocked his number. Instead of you telling her that, that was nonsense. Yes. You're like, how much did you collect?
Yes. There's this new thing now. It's not new. It's been around from the beginning of time, but now I think it's being celebrated in a way. Yeah. And it's like people are married and then you see a married man and then you now want to go after the married man. So obviously, yes, the onus is also on the man because he's married, but you as an woman or an individual, whatever,
Stephanie, you're gonna make me cry with this topic.
Why? Because you going after, because they did us set out to take someone's husband and not take them, but maybe just what take things that they have, because they don't want them, they still want them to be with the wife, and you know, wife handled that crap, but to just set out as a woman and be like, yes, I'm going to take this woman's thing and I'm going to show off about
this topic can literally make me cry because I have so many layered emotions about it. I feel like Nigeria is a very interesting place. When I moved back years ago, I was about 23, turning 24. And this older guy comes to me and he's like, look, I have a wife and this and that and that. I'll take care of you, whatever. I turned him down. Do you know what he said to me? He said, you're going to look back on your life and you'll regret it. And you'll say I could have hammered. When I first moved back to Nigeria, I didn't know a lot of things. I didn't understand what's, you know, the wrong culture and all this nonsense and show. And then we all had designer things. Like I was coming from America. I had money, whatever. But we didn't know that here, if you didn't wait, you were not rich. You know, you were not, you were not the hot girl in town. Like I'm seriously big deal. So I didn't think that those things were important at the time. So I never understood his statement. Later, 5 years later, 6 years later, I'm seeing how these things are not a big deal to people. And I'm seeing how it's celebrated. And it hurts me on different levels. One, because I'm the eighth girl in my family, right? I have seven sisters. My sisters are married. So to see that people that I know or might know in one way or another are coming after my sister's husbands, I feel a type of way. Yeah. And honestly, I don't want it to get too rough in the streets, but this is some sort of warning.
Oh, yeah. PSA.
That is number one. Number two, I kind of also just feel like I have to be careful with the kind of guys that I talk to because I don't want these kind of things to happen to people that I love. Mm. So I don't do it to other people because I know what it's like to feel small. Mm. And women are so beautiful. They're so special, so precious. And this useless man that you chose to be with will now make you feel as if you're not a goddess.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's the whole
point. I never want to be the woman that causes another woman to feel like that.
Yeah, but that's the thing now. So it's so crazy that, you know, instead of you to feel like, oh, embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, I'm dating somebody's husband. Let me keep it on the low, or let me find a way out of it. I've fallen in love.
I saw a TikTok video like, oh, you were with him first, but I'm with him. I'm better. And
I'm just like, this is not a competition with it. Like, come on, you can't. So it's just, and that's the thing. It's once again, it boils down to a lot of materialistic.
It boils down to home training and values.
Yeah, yes.
It boils down to home training and values, right? Because Stephanie, someone like you, for instance, you're hardworking. I mean, you are settled and you're comfortably settled, but you're a go-getter. You still want to be on top in your industry. You're still breaking into other industries. That means a lot. Do you understand? You're that kind of person. But there are other people that were not raised that way. Their mother is selling them, did any millionaire give you money? So you have to also understand that there are levels to chicks.
No, yeah. And I've realized that because moving to Nigeria is just a whole different terrain. You know, when I moved here, I met so many rich kids. Like, I was friends with so many of them, dated some of them, whatever. And you know, like, it's so crazy because now looking back on it, I'm like, oh, some people literally would have wanted to be in those shoes. But me, to these people, I was just like a real person because I didn't want them for anything because I didn't understand why would I want you for something? Who are you? Like, and you know, I said this, like, back then people would, they still do it now, but they'll introduce themselves and be like, hi, my name is something, something, you know?
Yeah.
And I just never understood it. But then I started to understand the whole Ron's P and, you know, or sleeping with someone and then getting a bag. And I was like, whoa, okay. But doesn't that make you feel a type of way? Or like you sleeping with someone's husband? Doesn't it make you feel a type of way? You just look at a Chanel bag and now feel like, that was worth it.
What hurts the most is that the people that really have don't even need to post it. Like if it's in the shoot, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's not like do or die. You know, there are some of us that have the Nextest collections. And you have not seen our Nextest limited edition collections yet.
Oh, so, a new word, Nextest.
Nextest, I'm sorry. No, seriously, because there are rich people in Nigeria. Let's be honest. And a lot of them either don't have social media or they post about things that actually mean something to them. Like they're posting their dog, they're posting cycling. Mm. But there are some women that it's almost like they're in competition with themselves or with their souls, or I don't know. Or they want to prove that all what they've done was for something.
Mm.
Because sometimes you can be so empty that you don't want to put out that what you can be so empty. You've dated all these married men and you don't want it to be like, oh, you dated them for nothing. So you also want to show that, well, bitch, you're a wife, but I'm rich. You know what
it's
so sad.
That it's that's a little pathetic. Because I mean, you know, being a wife, I don't know if it's an achievement, because people always say things that, you know, when you first get married, oh, congratulations, mm-hmm. oh, well done, you got picked or whatever. It's like, what? But it's not a battle between,
you
know,
drained some, the blood from my...
And it's like, no, I'm just a wife. I've done better things in my life than be a wife. Like, exactly. It's just, you know.
Or you date someone and they attribute your entire life to like, you become this person's ex. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And people are literally, as you said, like the women out there, they want to be like, yeah, okay, well, it's your husband, I'm sending back to you, or, but I got a bag. You understand? That's how it is, because people are trying to give women shame, the wives the shame. Which is not for them, it's for you and whoever.
I saw a TikTok video.
You need to be ashamed of what
you're
doing.
Like the girl was framing that maybe a wife called her.
See.
And she was like, oh, I should leave your husband. Why should I leave your husband? Oh, no, no, no. We're going to share him. Oh, no, no. Because he gives me money. He buys me. And I just, you know, videos like that really piss me off. TikTok, yeah, you can get the followers and everything. I could never make a video like that for clout. I made a video once about a wife and a side chick. Mm-hmm. And I made the wife look better. And people were coming for me in my DM that wives don't look better than side chicks. And, you know, like people were attacking me for making a wife look more expensive than a side chick. So, and this is, it's men. It's their fault.
Yeah.
You don't glorify your wife enough. You don't lift her up. You leave your wife in the house and she's screaming and crying because she's already stuck there, according to some women. They think that, I don't know why people think they're stuck because of children or whatever.
You can never be stuck.
Exactly. But they leave the wife there and then they're given some hoodlum side chick. Most of these girls can't even speak English. I hear them speak and I'm like, you should have asked for money for a speech class, not for a bag.
Woo! Shots fired. No, girl, you know I'm on that. I'm always going to be on that side. But again, it boils down to this material girl thing. Yeah. And when does it stop? Like, where do we say, okay, where's the cutoff line? Okay, you know what? I'm not going to do this because of that. And I don't, men are moving out or kicking their wives out of their homes because of girls that they're sleeping with and then, you know,
do they marry the girls?
Oh, well, I don't know any that's been wiped up. It's literally just like, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in Nigeria.
This is such an irritating topic.
But yes, because it's that love language that is causing a bit of havoc, actually.
Yeah, the material. Yeah,
where does it stop?
Because I mean,
you can like gifts as your love language, but you can't trade your soul or your morals or your values just because you love receiving gifts.
Absolutely. Honestly, all I'll say is that now that I'm older, even things that I might have thought, don't judge her. You know, you don't know where she came from.
That's
now
true.
I look at it and I'm just like, oh my God. Because I've been in situations where I want to be rich too. I want the bags too. I want to secure the bags too. But at the end of the day, if I've been able to turn down certain opportunities, some people always say, no, it's because of your background. No, it's because you have support. It's not really about that.
Yeah.
The opposite of not dating a married man is not dying. That's not the opposite. The opposite is not death. You can actually not date a rich guy and get a job. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will not be the hottest girl on Instagram. And it's actually okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the world will not end and crash and burn or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So, I don't know. But some people don't know that. So
yeah, that's the thing. And that's why we're talking about it, because it's very important. But okay, Valentine's Day. Where is your boyfriend? Okay, so. Did you get anything?
My Valentine's Day is going to be quite nice, actually.
Why is it going to be nice, idiot?
I would say before 2 years ago, Val's Day always sucked.
Right, what's the worst thing you've gotten for Valentine's?
Nothing. In the past, yeah. I hate it when I don't get anything. Like, there were years like that where I wouldn't get anything because everybody assumes I get so much.
Right.
So everybody's like, me, I don't want to chase out. She must have 100 toasters or whatever. So even the really correct ones were scared to come then. Luckily for me, 2 years ago, I got a gift that, goddamn, you know?
What was it?
I got a Range Rover, not the new one I have, but I got a Range Rover. Sadly, because of my family. Okay. Sadly, and it was not even from someone I knew.
Oh, rewind.
I swear on everything that I have, that it was somebody that had chatted me on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. He planned with my followers. He planned with people that I knew, planned with my friends. And they sent a Range Rover. Inside the Range Rover, there was like champagne. There was like a teddy bear. There was a cake. There was flowers. As in, I thought it was very, very thoughtful. My family didn't let me keep it.
Oh, they didn't let you keep the Range Rover?
No.
Oh.
So, and I even asked him, I was like, oh, do you want it back? Blah, 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 blah. He didn't want it back. So I ended up selling it, but I never kept it.
And you kept it in essence. You kept the money, Sha.
Yeah, but he didn't want it back. So what was I supposed to do?
Leave it on the street. All that money.
I know. Anyway, so no, but the point about it was that it wasn't that it was a car. It was that I'd never gotten anything before, Stephanie. Even when I had boyfriends, they would say, Vows Day is not important. Oh God, all you girls that are so childish. And it was just, those were the excuses. That was my life before that happened. So that happened to me and I thought that was nice. It just made me feel your self-esteem sort of goes up.
Yeah.
And then I think the year after that, I got, somebody surprised me. I was so upset because he was like, oh, he's working. Can we stop at his job? And I was like, I don't want to stop at your job on Valentine's Day. But he's like, oh, let's just stop. I walked into this building, his office. I was literally squeezing my face. And then I just saw rose petals all the way upstairs. By the time I got to like his office, you know, the lights were off. There was someone like playing music.
Oh my God.
Then he was handing me like one gift after the other. There was like a four-course meal. I was like, okay now. And that was thoughtful.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about the monetary value. It was about the thought behind it.
Yeah. So what did you get for Valentine's Day?
You have to check my Instagram page by yourself.
Again.
Okay. So, I don't know. You know, the million roses that last like forever.
Oh, forever.
There was a giant one. It has like about 500 roses and a giant heart. And it like took over the space of my entire floor, whatever, my bed. And there were just petals all over the room. And it was just really, really, really thoughtful. Coming from the guy that I'm seeing now, I've been seeing him since last year. But somebody that I had to show that thoughtfulness was everything to me. So he'd be like, well, why is this important? And I'm like, because, you know, we celebrate every opportunity we have. Life is really short. Yeah. You don't know when you're not going to see someone again. You don't want to be in love with someone and don't show them how much you care about them. And I think him just knowing how much I appreciate those things, he did it for me. And those flowers are not cheap, especially when they're forever roses that will last 3 years.
But now, do you think an average Nigerian woman would appreciate that?
The roses are going to last for 3 years. If they do, I mean, I'm not a bush girl. So if you're a bush girl and you know, you prefer cash and whatever, that's fine. But this is what I like and it works for me. And I mean, I'm not dating a guy that doesn't give me stuff round the clock. So
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. just warms my soul. Okay. But is there any, do you have any other like love language? Even though this is, you know, a material girl, but is there any other, I know acts of service.
I love words of affirmation.
Okay. Why?
I feel like it's important to encourage people. You know, even if you're dating someone, it's not every single time that you're going to be feeling totally amazing about yourself or about your relationship. There'll be bumps here and there. There'll be other idiots, chickens, chicks, whatever you call them, trying to get at your man. Like there's sometimes you just want to know, sometimes every day, sometimes it's for 1 week in a month. You just want to know that, you know, you guys are good and nothing's going to change. Oh, I'm sorry, I've blushed a lot during this interview.
Oh, I love really it. Weird. So cute. But, oh my gosh, okay, right. You know men, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually really get them anything for Valentine's. And is that like, do you think that's okay? Because women always come with like something like boxes.
Okay.
Men are fed up.
Honestly, for me, if you're sitting there waiting for me to buy you Rolls Royce, you'll wait forever because it's not going to happen. Like right now.
Right now.
But I do try. I mean, I think the most I spent on a guy, maybe like £10,000, something like the most.
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay, that's the most I've spent so far. But it wasn't even on Valentine's Day. For me, it's just if I see something that I think, oh my God, this person's going to really like this, I will go out of my way to get it. But I've never actually given anyone boxers. So when I actually hear the boxer stories, I'm always so like detached. I don't understand.
You can't relate.
I've gotten someone that really, 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 really like ties. Like I will like call Hermes or whatever, and I'll be like, please, I need one that this guy doesn't have. And then I got that one for him, but it wasn't Valentine's Day. It was just a normal random Wednesday. So for me, it doesn't have to be Valentine's Day.
So here's another lesson. Even although you are gifting men, you know, things that some people probably can't afford, but it's also the thought that goes into it.
Oh, super.
So
super.
If you're not like super rich or you don't have like access to certain amount of money, you can still do things that are thoughtful. Women,
if he loves to read, get him a book
or socks. You know, you can curate experiences, even if you know he loves your cooking or your food, if you can do that, you know. But to be giving men boxers and socks, you know, it's just
there's nothing wrong with boxers and socks. I mean, take it and appreciate it.
They can buy it themselves.
Do you know what you can do if you want to get a guy boxers and socks? Just put his initials on it. Autant, you've made effort. What is it?
So that he always remember that it belongs
to him. Okay, let the boxers and socks match.
Okay, well, maybe, but it's like somebody constantly buying you a bra and socks.
I like lingerie. Jeez.
Okay. Fine.
I feel like we expect so much.
Yeah. But no, it's for the men. It's for the men because they go out
their way.
I'm a
girl. If I buy you a pencil, you should be happy.
Oh my God.
You should be very happy. Yeah.
But we want equality, you know? So, but in some things we don't. That's the thing. We need to be matching the energy.
I'm saying you should be happy because some people don't get anything for their men, and the men still love them and worship the floors that they walk on. It's not by gifts. If somebody still wants to have five girlfriends, you're still gonna have five girlfriends with your boxers and matching socks and everything and your Bugatti that you got him. He might still like another girl. So,
yeah, no, that's fine. But I think it's just the thought that counts, to be honest.
That he's gonna ride in the Bugatti with the girl.
No, maybe not even a Bugatti. Baby. What happened? It could be like something nice, like a golfing experience or
gifts are risk-free.
Yeah, risk-free. Don't buy gifts that, you know, two people can enjoy. So you don't buy a car.
And if you leave me, I'm not gonna be so heartbroken that, can you imagine I got this idiot? So
this is why you get this for, you know, men that are like fiancé.
Exactly. So finally, I'm at a point where I think the person that I'm with, I love, you know, very, very, very much. But in the past, you're not going out of your way. It's like,
I like
boxers
that
are nice, even though I never got boxers.
But risk-free. I like risk-free. That. You're very right. Yes. It's like showing someone on Instagram and you know that it's not happening. Like, there's no future. Why would I be posting you to delete you 3 weeks later?
Exactly.
No, yeah. So ladies, that's another thing. Yeah. Only buy things for men that are
risk-free.
Yeah, and things that are risk-free. Like experiences, like golfing.
Exactly. Experiences that we can enjoy together.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jara Beach. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. People, we need to be going to beaches more.
Yeah.
Yeah, excursions. Nigerian men, they'd be like, for what? Why am I going to beach? Is the beach going to be like, you know, the Maldives?
I've actually met a guy that liked all those things. My issue with him was that he would never do anything for you that he couldn't enjoy with you. Never.
Oh,
so that was a little bit annoying.
Yeah, that's very annoying.
You might know him.
We'll be talking about that off air. Off air, baby. Thank you so much, Idia. I had so much fun talking to you.
Likewise. Thanks, Stephanie.
Say no to side chicks. Disclaimer. Do not do it for the bag.
This is the year of finding your own love.
Yes, finding your own love. And, you know, you can be a material girl, but still a good girl. Right?
I agree.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck.
Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.